This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and let's get emotional here for just a moment.
I am me, and you are you, and you are in distress, and I'm not feeling distress, and yet something's making me sad because I'm reflecting your distress. All of those are developmental steps and cognitive jumps that children make in the early years of life.
That's Dr. Perry Klaas speaking about how and when children encounter empathy, a discussion just a day or so after another conversation we had on the abundance of irony in our culture.
I feel like a very sincere person.
I am very good at deflecting things with sarcasm and humor.
I use sarcasm and I use humor on a daily basis as I see fit, but look, I'm a really sensitive person.
Some young self-described hipsters there on the program earlier this week being introspective about their sometimes ironic emotional detachment. Empathy and irony. You had plenty to say about both this week. Do you learn empathy? Is it hardwired?
Empathy needs to be enabled.
I don't believe it's necessarily learned behavior. It's more innate.
Is that really you or just an ironic version of you?
You know, most people, they talk about the authentic self and all that, but it's kind of a joke.
People sounding off on irony and empathy at 8778-MY-TAKE. Plenty of folks also being empathic and ironic at thetakeaway.org. Jessica from Oregon wrote, "No, I don't think sincerity is losing out to sarcasm. I believe there is a time and place for both. I would even argue they need each other to exist, like happiness needs sadness to be truly understood. They ebb and flow, but sincerity could not be understood without insincerity, a.k.a. sarcasm and irony." Kind of the zen of irony there.
Carol, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. If you want to teach children empathy, do not protect them from grief.
The listener from North Carolina wrote, "Empathy can be learned. It's difficult to teach except through adverse life experiences." And here's someone from Florida, taught, just like situational awareness. Not rocket science, however, some adults don't possess the trait, and therefore their children probably won't either.
We talk a lot about the sadness and how you feel sad when somebody else is sad, but if you think about how laughter is contagious, I think that is a really good sign of empathy.
The contagious laughter idea got us laughing and thinking about the ways in which empathy is the way the brain makes connections to people outside the immediate circle of loyalties and friendships. It's a built-in mechanism, you might say, for pulling us out of a tribal society. And a few of you worry that children need a little more help from adults with this empathy business.
Empathy is learned in childhood when adults around that child can help them understand their own feelings first. I think if a child can understand what they are feeling, whether it's anger or sadness, then they are more easily able to see that in someone else and then have empathy for that person.
You can't teach empathy. You can set an example, and the rest is up to the kid to have it or not, says a listener from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Empathy needs to be enabled. I don't know if you can teach it, but when someone is so frightened or so anxious or in other ways in their own world, it's very difficult for them to get outside that world and see another person's point of view. My personal experience is that until my daughter was treated for anxiety, she couldn't feel empathy, she couldn't show empathy, but once her issues were resolved, it poured out.
Our discussion of the proliferation of irony earlier in the week seemed to be a part of this conversation. Do young people get enough help with their emotions in childhood? And if they don't, what happens?
My stepdaughter, I find, is a very ironic and sarcastic person, and my husband and I worry about her in her dating life. She's in her early 20s, and people of this generation think that it is not cool to fall in love or to be vulnerable in that way. We worry that we're producing a generation of people who are very fearful of truth and honesty and vulnerability in themselves.
Of course, how many parents are going to be able to get behind the ironic shields of teenagers who've already got their ironic chops down with so many ironic signals around them? You can be real with us and funny and snide and sincere. Empathize with your fellow Takeaway listeners at 8778-MY-TAKE, or just jot something down, tell us a story, and send it to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.